Pasteur's germ theory of fermentation goes a little deeper than the 5-second rule, but some researchers in Britain say that rule is not entirely an urban myth. Here's what they did. They dropped food on the floor for different amounts of time and then picked it up to see how much bacteria was on it. They found that time does factor in, that food that sat for a few seconds on the floor was likely to have less bacteria on it than food that sat for longer. In their study, the type of floor mattered. Carpeted floors were least likely to transfer bacteria. Laminate or tiled floors were most likely. But while that and the 5-second rule do count for something, the lead professor on the study said any dropped food can pick up infectious bacteria depending on how nasty the floor is. You probably heard the reports that public Wi-Fi, free internet connections at airports and coffee shops, isn't always secure, that a hacker could use it to tap into your phone or computer. But as technology gets more and more advanced, your personal information could be at risk while you're just walking around with Wi-Fi turned on.
So you can see three devices or three mobile phones down below, and we're collecting data about at least those three people.
That's a hacker. He's using technology installed on a drone to grab cell phone information from people below. This technology has been used on cell phones and laptops. One day, it could be installed in a larger aircraft. Think helicopters or small planes.
And down the road, and I've seen lots of devices. It must be the people walking down the road.
He can also see your usernames, passwords, credit card information, and get this, in some cases, your home address.
So somebody who's walking around the park, that's most likely their house, or one of these houses here.
The tech on the drone is called Snoopy. We took Snoopy out for a spin on the streets of London.
It'll fly within a relative close distance of a person with a phone tucked safely in their pocket. And if they've left their Wi-Fi on, which most people do in my experience, their phone will very noisily be shouting out the name of every network it's ever connected to. So it'll be shouting out, Starbucks, are you there?
You can protect yourself by turning off your Wi-Fi. But if you don't, Snoopy can trick your phone and send back a signal pretending to be the network the phone is looking for. Then the drone can intercept everything the phone sends and receives.
So your phone's looking for Starbucks, and I pretend to be Starbucks. Your phone connects to me, and then I can see all of your traffic.
We tested it out on some dummy accounts we created.
And we can see here, it's logging into Yahoo.com, so Yahoo Mail. And I created an account, Angela Smith. And there's her username, and her password is ABC123. So here's Amazon, also for PayPal. So PayPal, email address, username.
Wilkinson is an ethical hacker. He built the Snoopy drone to highlight insecurities in smart devices. In a world where drones fly and tech enables them to potentially spy, it's more important than ever to protect